Texte numéro 121. Why bother going on holiday? I haven't been on holiday this summer. I derive an unusual satisfaction from working when others aren't, and I don't like change or strange pillows. A summer holiday just doesn't appeal. Is that weird? It feels as if the climate crisis is killing the notion of summer as something to look forward to. Holiday hotspots are losing their luster, with some islands stricken with catastrophic drought. Getting there is horrible too. Train travel should be bliss, but privatisation and other people have put an end to that. Cars mean having to navigate tailbacks, and your navigation app redirects you along a dirt track. Airports are canonical purgatory, and aeroplanes are an insanitary hell. After a couple of hours of any travel, I am ready to move into a self-dug burrow and live off lichen. Then, when you get to your destination, the local people would rather you hadn't. Over-tourism makes their lives hell and renders the experience travellers are seeking impossible. Mostly, I don't have to go on summer holidays because other people do, and social media lets me go with them. I have been vacationing vicariously this year, and I think I like it better. I'm spared the agony of choosing my own singular expensive holiday, and instead dip into other people's for nothing, a stress-free, colour-saturated and endlessly stimulating parade of infinity pools, dolphins and local delicacies. I know that TikTok in particular is contributing to the problem of over-tourism, sending hundreds of people to block the street outside some overwhelmed sandwich vendor, harass wildlife or degrade a beauty spot. But it doesn't make me want to go to these places. The second-hand experience provides sufficient gratification without the infected mosquito bites. I don't even crave most of what I see. That looks disgusting, I sometimes find myself whispering, pleasurably, as I watch a TikToker eating a bœuf bourguignon croissant burger in the street. I have vicariously experienced my son's holidays. I love seeing their generation taking flight, living their best holiday lives after their wings were so comprehensively clipped by COVID. Admittedly, I was unable to stop myself providing heavily hyperlinked lists of suggestions for their destinations, then had to bite my tongue when they were ignored. What do you mean you went to Paris and didn't get to see the Place des Vosges? You didn't try any of the 18 bakeries I suggested? But vacation voyeurs can't be choosers, and maybe it's good that September is here, because they think it may be time to step back. My thumbs ache from all the listless scrolling under grey Yorkshire skies. I haven't gone further than a drop-off at Manchester Airport. Maybe I need a break. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.